Australia, make some noise.
Triple J Splendor Weekender.
Alrighty, you're listening to Splendor in the Grass 2005. Robbie Buck with you live from Byron Bay this afternoon. And I've taken a little bit of a venture outside of the Triple J tent and taken a bit of a wonder through the band rooms out the back of the stages here at Splendor in the Grass. And who did I come upon but three gentlemen who are pretty much veterans of the festival music scene. And I don't mean that, you know, they're old. I mean that they have had a tremendous amount of experience when it comes to rocking larger crowds on big stages. How are you guys? How's the living end going? I mean, how many festivals is it that you must have played over the last few years? Is it, it's a good number?
It's a bloody good number, actually. Yeah, we were talking about that before because we've done lots of overseas stuff as well. We've done Reading and Leeds. We've done Pukle Pop, I think it's called. We've done Pukle Pop or Pukle Pop, you know.
Belgium.
Yep, right.
We've done a couple, yeah, Summer Sonic in Japan, Big Day Outs, of course, the Falls Festivals, Pushovers. We've kind of done them all.
Is there much of a difference between the countries when you're doing festivals? I mean, is there a flavour to the crowds that you've got to read?
Well, the Japanese, you know, just tend to, they just give it their all the time. I don't even think it matters what song you're playing half the time. They just really go nuts.
Is it true in Japan, though, that they leave a space after the song as a sign of respect before they applaud?
They applaud straight away and then shut up.
Right.
Isn't that right?
It is.
Yeah.
Right. Andy.
Yeah. Well done, Andy.
Yeah. Yeah. Very reserved, yeah. Very
polite. Kind of rubbed off on us.
rubbed us enough.
Yeah. Now you've got the guitar here in your little band room behind the stage. Like, do you do a lot of warm up before you go on stage? Do you do a little bit of harmonising and get in the mood before?
Yeah, we try to. Particularly, if we do a pretty rough gig the night before, which is the case. We played in Brisbane last night, and it was really like one of those heavy gigs where I kind of came off and was a little hoarse.
Really?
Yeah.
And so, is that a pony?
Certainly. Hey, that sounds like one of my jokes.
Yeah,
it's good. So, yeah, we actually do. We like to have a bit of a strum and because our set can be pretty full on sometimes, and if we don't kind of warm up a little bit, you never know what we might pull.
I'll leave that one alone as well. You guys are working on a new album at the moment. The last one you were in the States in LA to record. What's going on with the latest Living End album?
Well, we're staying here in Byron. We've just done a week
hey,
of
really?
Yeah, we are. We've just done a week of pre-production with Mr. Nick Launay, who, for those of you playing at home, will know that he did Roll On for us. And, we've booked 3 weeks at a studio called 301 up here. And we've never been there before, but we heard it's really good. And these guys have got their surfboards and stuff. I've got me picnic basket, me blanket, so I'll be on the beach waiting for them.
So is it a very relaxed Living End album?
Me and Andy surf, and when we get good waves, Chris sits in the car and flashes the headlights and toots the horn.
And can you give us just a little sneak preview of one of the songs from the next album? Anything on the guitar you can play?
What was that song? Tiredness is to behold or something.
Tiredness can be very tiring. No, that's not one of them. That's probably a bloody good B-side, though.
That's great.
Yeah, no, look.
It's
got to
be something.
Yeah.
Just a couple of chords. Just play until the end. A little bit of that.
Oh, yeah, we got one that's got a cool riff that goes... It's like James Bond or something. That's an explosion.
Have yourselves a kick-ass Splendor Festival.
Yeah. The Splendor Weekender on Triple J.